This is a recording of the Rafael Borja Davienda first quarter 14 earnings call with iAdvise on May 12, 2014 at 8 a.m. Central Time. Good morning. My name is David, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Davienda first quarter 2014 earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press star and then 2. Thank you. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Rafael Borja of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you, David, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Davivienda's first quarter 2014 earnings conference call. Today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. Joining us from Bogotá, Colombia are Mr. Efraín Forero Fonseca, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Javier Suárez, Executive VP Financial Risk. They will be discussing the results per the press release distributed on Friday, May 9th. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings report, please visit www.davivienda.com on the Investor Relations section, where there is also a webcast presentation to accompany the discussion during this call. If you need any assistance, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that any forward-looking statements made today by Davivienda's management are subject to various conditions and may differ materially. These conditions are outlined in the last page of the company's press release in the disclaimer, and we ask that you refer to it for guidance. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Efraín Forero, Chief Executive Officer of Davivienda, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Forero, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for being with us today in this first quarter Banco Davivienda results. In general, then we can speak about the very interesting results for the bank in this quarter. The accumulated net income was 268 billion, with a growth of 12% compared with the past year. In terms of return on equity, it rose from 13.2 in the first quarter to 15%. Working in terms of our efficiency, we have allowance expense for the quarter that dropped 27.3% compared with the first quarter in the past year. And in terms of our consumer allowance, we have a decrease of 20.9%. In the same quarter, the equity growth 11.3% compared with the March in the past year. In going to page 6, we can see the main results, more relevant results of the bank. Consumer portfolio rose at the rate of 8.5%. It was growing 7.2 in the fourth quarter past year. At the same time, the quality of the portfolio goes from 2.8 to 1.99%. In this quarter, deposits rose at a rate of 26.3% annually. And about them, personal banking deposits rose at the rate of 14.6%. Mortgages keep on working very well. Disbursements were 859 billion, 45.4% more compared with the first quarter in the year 2013. And at the same time, during this quarter, subordinated bonds issued for the acquisition of Gran Banco matured in the month of January. That were for about $168 million. Talking about our subsidiaries in page 7, we have during the quarter 97.1 billion in dividends that were received from subsidiaries. And talking about the loans, the portfolio, we have a growth of mortgages of 14% with 1.4 billion at the end of March 2014. Consumers portfolio is growing at the rate of 20. Commercial, excuse me, I think. ¿Se cayó? ¿Aló?
Mr. Forero, please go ahead.
¿Aló?
You're still connected.
Oh, okay, sorry. We saw that the call was called, but okay. We were talking about the loan portfolio of our subsidiaries in Central America, and we were speaking that in March 14, we have a portfolio of 7.4 billion. Among them, mortgages growth at the rate of 14%, consumer growth at the rate of 24%, commercial 23.6%. The growth of the total portfolio is 21.9%. We believe that this is the well behavior of this portfolio during this year. And talking about the financial margin, in terms of net financial margin, the growth of the margin is 20%. It ends 105.6 billion at the end of the quarter. Going to page 8, we can speak about our experience with our Davi Plata. It continued its expansion. Finally have 2.1 million clients, and the network is about 500,300 banking correspondents in small towns and small stores in more than 823 different small municipalities. Transactions end with 12.7 million in the quarter, with a growth of 125%. It handled 712 billion pesos in the quarter. The system is one of the most powerful systems in Latin America, and it keeps on working in several fields in the country. It helping to serve the government to pay the subsidies, as well as different companies and to pay their payrolls, small payrolls, all over the country. We expect to be able to have the system working in all the country, in all the different little towns in the country at the end of this year. Talking about our social commitment in the country, we want to mention at this time our experience with Cultivar. This is a project, an initiative that we have in which we are working in small towns to offer mainly children and youth to have the opportunity to use in proper manner their leisure time. They can play, they can study, they can read, they can use computers in the places that we have developed with the help of the different authorities in the municipalities in which we are now. We have opened three new locations in Risaralda, Manzanares, and Obando. Now we have 11 locations in four departments in Colombia. And during this quarter, the average of user increased, reaching 1,619 per day. Davivienda participated in the celebration of the International Education and Financial Inclusion Week, led by Asobancaria to several cultivar locations. This being the main results that we wanted to mention, but now we want to speak with you about the first quarter results of Banco de Vivienda, and I will ask Javier Suarez to talk about them.
Thank you, and good morning to everyone. I'm pleased to announce very good results for the bank for the first quarter of 2014. Let's start with the assets on slide 11. You will see that assets grew at 18.2%. It's a strong growth, driven mostly by the loan portfolio, which grew at a 20.6% rate. The return on average assets remained stable, slightly. There's a slight decrease to 1.61% due to to a reduction in some interest rate in some part of the portfolio, as well as a change in the mix of the portfolio. In terms of the split between the Colombian and the Central American operations, both areas report strong growth. On the Colombian side, the assets are growing at 16.4%, and on the international side, with a growth of 24.8%. Moving to slide 12, in terms of gross loans, we see that gross loans grew at 19.8% on a year-to-year basis. This growth is mainly driven by a very high mortgage portfolio growth of 40.4% and a strong commercial growth of 18.6%. The consumer loan portfolio that is growing at 8.5% is a slower rate of growth, but we see this rate of growth accelerating. We are coming from levels of around 6% for the consumer loan portfolio growth. We're up to 8.5%, and we're seeing strong growth with a risk profile that is very prudent risk profile, as it has been the case over the last years. This mix gives us then 19.8%, amounting to 42.6 billion pesos in the loan portfolio. We don't expect the mortgage portfolio to keep growing at this rate, at this 40.4% rate, mainly for two reasons. We eventually may securitize part of our portfolio, in which part of this portfolio would be taken out of the balance sheet, and then over the remaining months of the year, this would imply a decrease on the growth rate. And at the same time, we're seeing that a part of the reasons why this portfolio was growing was a specific subsidies program on top of the traditional subsidies program that the government has had for the housing sector. This additional subsidies program is coming to an end, so we'll expect to see a reduction in the growth rate for the mortgage portfolio. We expect this growth rate coming down to anywhere from 20 to 25%, that range. That's where we are expecting growth. In terms of the split between Colombia and the international operations, we're seeing very similar numbers. We see 19.4% of growth on a year-to-year basis in the Colombian operation, as compared to 21.9% on the international operations, on the Central American operation. So the bank is growing at a balanced pace in both the Colombian and international operations. Moving to slide 13, where we have quality and coverage, we remain having a very good, a very solid coverage that on a consolidated basis amounts to almost 2.5 times the amount of past due loan in coverage. We believe that's a very healthy level for this portfolio. In terms of the past due loan numbers, we remain stable at 1.64 on a consolidated basis and 1.59 to the Colombian operation. We see good performance in the overall portfolio in terms of credit risk. Moving to slide 14, we'll see some detail on the quality of the bank on a portfolio basis. On the commercial portfolio, we see a slight increase on the quality of the portfolio, coming from 1.32 to 1.46 on the consolidated basis, and from 1.29 to 1.46, and that's mainly driven by the small and medium businesses, as well as some agricultural businesses on the portfolio that explain this increase. On the consumer side, we keep improving the quality of the portfolio. We're now below 2 on the past due loans indicator and going down to 1.99. In terms of coverage, the coverage remains healthy at a 350% level. On the mortgage side, we see a steady decrease on the past due loans figures, coming down to 1.61 on a consolidated basis, as well as 1.41 on the individual basis. The coverage of the portfolio remains increasing at 165% and 191% for the consolidated and the Colombia basis, respectively. This index, of course, on the mortgage side, especially the past due loan index, is explained in part by the very high growth rate that we're experiencing at the time. If we normalize by the growth, we still see a very, very strong quality of the mortgage portfolio, and we feel very confident about the quality of this portfolio. Moving to slide 15 on the funding sources, we're growing at 19.4% and with a heavy growth on demand deposits and term deposits, both over 25% on a year-to-year basis. The bonds have decreased with a rate of decrease of 6%. That's explained in part by the fact that bonds that were issued in 2007 as part of the financing package for the acquisition of Bancafé matured during the quarter and are being replaced by new bonds in the coming month. And in terms of the overall funding of the bank, it's up to 50 trillion Colombian pesos, and the loans to net funding sources is coming down from 83.8 to 81%. That's explained by the decrease in the bonds that I mentioned before. In terms of the split between Colombia and international operations, we see that the Colombian funding sources growing at 17.9% and the international sources at 26.2%. We're seeing significant growth in our activity in the Central American country. In terms of the capital structure of the bank, moving to slide 16, we remain about the same levels that we had for the end of the year, of last year, with a total solvency ratio of 11.49% and a T1 ratio of 7.1% that is well exceeds the 4.5% minimum required. In terms of equity, there's a growth of 14% over the previous year, and now with an equity amount of 6.1 Colombian trillion pesos. There's no growth or a very small growth of 0.3% on a quarter-to-quarter basis. That's explained by the dividend payment that was made on March of this year. It's worth noting that the bank used to have two dividend periods in which we would pay in March and September of every year. We have moved to a one payment per year only, so the amount paid during the March quarter was roughly double the size of the payments that we've been having for the previous years. We don't expect to make any dividend payments in the September month. Moving to slide 17 on financial margin, we see a NIM that is coming down to 6.6% from 7%. That was the margin that we had at the end of the previous year. This decrease is explained partially by the treasury operations, in which the treasury numbers for last year, for the first quarter of last year, were very good. They were influencing the the numbers for the NIM at the closing of December. For this quarter, we don't have this extraordinary income that we had during the first quarter of last year, but we are incorporating the effect of the increase in rates of the second quarter of last year due to the announcement of the tapering by the Fed. This is a factor that will be phased out as we move towards the end of the year. So we expect our NIM to go up to around 7% in the 7 to 7.1% range. Part of this will be just because we're taking out the effect of last year in terms of the treasury operation, and part of it will also be due to the expectation of increase in the interest rate that was fueled by the increase on the central bank repo rate that went up to 3.5% during the last month. In terms of growth on the financial margin, the Colombia margin is growing at 12.8% rate, and the international financial margin is growing at 20.3%. So we're seeing an increase in the international side of the business, and a healthy 12.8% increase, even with our with the decrease on the NIM that I mentioned before. That's explained by an increase in volume due to growth on the loan portfolio that was mentioned before. Moving to page 18, we have our expenses. We see that the total expenses are growing at 8.8% on a year-to-year basis, with personal expenses at 6.8%, operating expenses at 7.2%, and other expenses at 14.8%. To explain these numbers, it's useful to look at the breakdown between Colombia and international. The Colombia operations are growing at 4.3%, while the international operations are growing at 25.9%. There's there are some one-time items in the on the international side due to the exchange rate adjustments, particularly in Costa Rica, as well as a one-time charge in some technology project that had about $3.5 million effect on the international operations that in excess of what we anticipated in terms of expenses. So that explains this 25.9%. We are expecting expenses to level for the end of the year at around 10%. That's our expectation. There's a seasonality factor in this in the period. We're expecting expenses to go up and then end at around 10.3% by the end of the year. Moving to slide 19, on the net income, the bank is closed the quarter with 268 billion Colombian pesos in net income, which represents a 12% growth as compared to the previous year. These net income levels explain a return on equity of 15%. That is basically the same level that we had at December of last year. Those are the main numbers. If we see the breakdown between Colombia and the international operations, there's an 18.4% increase in the Colombia net income. And as explained before in the expense section, there's a reduction of net income in the international operations due to currency adjustments as well as one-time charges and expenses that bring down the international profit to a decrease of 29.3%. Moving to slide 20, we'll see the detail on the international subsidiaries net income. under local gap, the net income for the banks is 28.2 billion with El Salvador with 11.2, Costa Rica with 5.8%, Panama with a slight reduction of 6.9%, and Honduras is increasing and it's up to 2.3 billion pesos. But it's important to note that in the Costa Rica case is where we have both the currency adjustments as well as a one-time charge on technology expense. Those profits after accounting considerations come down to 22.4 billion pesos as part of the consolidated numbers in the bank. In the next slide, slide 21, we explain the numbers from the individual statement, the Colombian statement, which is closing at 342.6 billion Colombian pesos. That includes dividends from Central America of 97.1. These dividends are part of the profits from last year, and it's also dividend payment from profits from previous years. And that's an extraordinary amount for this year for the individual Colombian statements. And then if we add up the 28.2 million in profits from Central America that were reviewed in the previous slide, and then deduct the elimination, the accounting homogenizations and eliminations of 102.8, we come down to 267.9 billion pesos, which is the posted profit on the consolidated financial statements for this quarter. In general terms, we see that the bank is performing within our expectations, within our guidance. In terms of growth of the portfolio, as mentioned before, we're growing in line with our expectations, with improvements in the growth rate of the consumer loans. The quality of the bank is also in line with our expectations, as well as expenses, with some extraordinary expenses that I mentioned. But in general terms, the expense levels of the bank is within our expectations. The general summary is results that are in line with our expectations, and we see in the coming months that we expect to be within our guidance. This concludes the presentation, so I would like the operator to open the call for questions now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, the floor is now open for your questions. If you would like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing *1 on your touch-tone phones now. We will take all questions in the order they are received. If at any time you need to withdraw your question, please press *2. Again, to ask a question, please press *1 now. Our first question comes from Thiago Batista with Itaú.
Yeah, hi guys. Thanks for the opportunity. Actually, I have two questions. The first one is regarding the ROE of international operations. We noted that during this quarter, the ROE of those operations declined a little bit. You already explained that this was affected by the one-off expenses. But could you comment on your expectation on the level of profitability that you could achieve in the international business going forward, and also in the Vivenda consolidated basis? And my second question is regarding the asset quality. We note a very small deterioration in the NPL ratio, in the PDL ratio of the 30 days. Probably this was affected by seasonality. But I want to have your view about what you're expecting in terms of asset quality going forward. We also note that in the positive side, the NPL ratio in the mortgage in the 90 days is almost in the all-time low. So I want to hear from you our view on asset quality evolution.
In terms of the ROE for the international operations, we expect the ROE to keep climbing. It's been climbing. It's around that 8.5%, and we expect the ROE on the international side to keep improving. It will be a steady improvement. We don't expect a very sharp improvement So we are very confident that the results of the banks are positive, so we expect this ROE to keep improving. That's not considering the one-time charge that I've mentioned before. But in terms of the underlying business in Central America, the banks are performing within our expectations, and we expect them to be the ROE to be climbing as I mentioned before. We don't see our ROE going up to 10% during this year, but that's an expectation that we have for the coming years. And then we expect that in the medium term, the ROE of the bank should be closer to the ROE of the overall ROE of the bank. In terms of the quality of the portfolio, the outlook is different in each one of the portfolios. In terms of the mortgage portfolio, the pass along numbers are driven down especially because of the growth, the very high growth rate that we're having on the portfolio. Exclude this high growth, we still are very confident that the level of past due loans is well within our expectations. Excluding the growth, the level that we had in the previous year was 2.17%. If we had no growth at all, we would be around the same level. So basically what we're seeing on the mortgage portfolio is that the quality is very good in terms of overall LTVs of the portfolio are below 50%. So we think that the quality of this of the mortgage portfolio is not a source of concern to us. In terms of the consumer portfolio, we've been improving the quality of the portfolio over the last month those are the results of very conservative credit policies that were established about 2 years ago that we are permanently reviewing. At this time, the growth rate for the portfolio is increasing, not mainly because we are changing our credit standards, especially because we are being more effective in terms of our marketing strategies within the same overall credit standards. So we believe that eventually this improvement on the consumer loan portfolio may stabilize, and we are expecting NPL number of around 2% for the full year, which is a good level, and at the same time it's in line with the growth rate that we're expecting for the portfolio by the end of the year. That could be on the double digit area, close to 10.5%. On the commercial portfolio, the quality of the overall portfolio is also good. We feel that the level of allowances that we have is sufficient. We've been increasing the level of allowances over the last month, so we don't see we expect the agribusiness portfolio to stabilize, and then probably the quality on the commercial portfolio may be slightly deteriorating during the coming months, and we expect a 1.7% number for the end of the year.
Thanks for the answer. Very clear.
Our next question comes from Nicolas Noria with Surfinco.
Hello, good morning, and thank you for hosting this conference call. My question was mainly regarding Central America. I wanted to get a little bit more perspective on the upcoming results, because I'm seeing the loan margins in Central America are improving, but investment returns are very sluggish over the quarter. I was wondering if on upcoming quarters we're going to be seeing some moderate returns on investment portfolios as well as in the first quarter. And the second one was in terms of net income growth. I was wondering what you were expecting in those operations.
In terms of the results for the international operations, in terms of the investment results, the quarter was a quarter of increase in rates of results that were below our expectations in terms of the results of the portfolio. So that's impacting, particularly if you look at the results in Panama, are partially explained by results in the investment side. In terms of the loan portfolio, the loan portfolio is improving in terms of the size as well as the margins. So we expect the net income of the banks in Central America to be still in line with our expectations for the end of the year. We expect that the investment results for the coming quarters will be better than the ones that we had during the first quarter. So we're still basically on the same ROE levels that I mentioned previously for the Central American operations. In terms of net income growth for those operations, it's on the we're on the negative side at this time. We expect these numbers to improve during the following quarters. We will post a specific number for growth for the Central American operation. Just give us a second. We'll get back to you on the. We'll post our expectations of growth of net income for the Central American operations by the end of the year.
Sure, no problem. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Christian Hernandez with Ultra Versatiles.
Thank you, guys, for hosting this call. I've got two questions. The first question is regarding the efficiency levels of the company. I'm wondering, how do you expect to keep lowering the efficiency levels, and what is the efficiency level with you guys, with the one you guys feel comfortable with? And additionally, since you guys are consolidating the dividends received from subsidiaries in the operation in Colombia, should we expect a higher dividend payment or 2015? Thank you, guys.
Let me start by the second question. In terms of dividends, the dividends that we received from the subsidiaries were extraordinary dividends, because we not only received the dividends that came from the net income of the previous of last year, but also of previous years. So that this will not be a recurring dividend payment for the bank receiving from the subsidiaries. In terms of the dividend that the bank will pay to its shareholders, it's mostly driven by the growth and the solvency levels, and with the growth levels that we have and the solvency levels that we're projecting, we don't expect to increase the dividend payout ratio for next year. That's the increase in dividends for the international operations is just part of many other factors that impact the net income of the bank. So basically, our expectations are to maintain the same level of dividends, of payout ratio for next year. In terms of the efficiency of the bank, we see that the underlying expenses of the bank are well under control, with the Colombian expenses growing at 4.3%. So we expect the efficiency levels to keep improving. If you look at the efficiency ratio, it's going up from 53.8% to 54.5% for the quarter. That is mostly driven by the income side of the efficiency ratio more than the expenses. In terms of the expenses, we believe that the expenses are well under control. As we move along, and some of the impact of the capital markets rate increase that we had last year is phased out on these ratios, you will see a decrease in the efficiency ratio that we are showing at this time. In terms of the overall picture of the efficiency of the bank, we see that margins, in general terms, interest rate margins are decreasing, so we are compensating that with volume. and efficiency, and we are well within our range, and we expect the efficiency rate to keep going down by the end of the year. We should be around the 50% level.
Thanks, that's very clear.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at any time. Our next question comes from Alonso Aramburu with BTG.
Hi, good morning. I have a couple of questions. A follow-up on the expenses. You mentioned earlier 10% growth of expenses. Just wanted to clarify if that was for the international operations or for the full bank. And then my second question is regarding provisioning. You've got provisioning levels coming down consistently over the last few quarters with asset quality improving. Just wanted to know how should we think about the provisioning levels over the next few quarters. Currently you're provisioning around 1.6% of average loans, so should we expect that level to continue?
In terms of the expense ratio, the 10%, that's for the overall bank. That's on a consolidated basis for the overall bank. In terms of the provision levels for the bank, as I said before, on the quality of the portfolio, we see the quality of the portfolios on an overall basis to remain stable. So as the bank keeps growing, we'll eventually have to increase our provision amounts in absolute terms. In relative terms, we are seeing a level of provisioning that is coming down.
At the end of the year, our forecast is to be around 2% in expenses against the total portfolio.
Yes, in case you couldn't hear that, our expectations will be around 2% by the end of the year in terms of the loan provisioning as compared to the total portfolio.
Great, thank you for that. And then one final question, if I may. Can you talk a little bit about DaviPlata and whether that operation is already profitable? It was very nice to see the contribution to commissions from DaviPlata, but just wondering if the overall operation is profitable or will be profitable this year.
It's still not profitable. We are getting close to break even. We have expectations that it might eventually come to break even by the end of this year. That's our expectation at this time.
Great, thank you.
Our next question comes from James Ciccone with Alianzana Valores.
Hi guys, thank you for taking my call. Most of my questions have been answered. I guess just one really quick question. I was wondering if you could give a little bit more color on growth rates in the DaviPlata business for the end of the year. Thanks.
DaviPlata has been growing, driven by the growth of DaviPlata has been driven in part by the subsidy, the government subsidies program that is in place. We expect to keep in that program to be in place, so that program is already at full speed, so we don't expect any additional growth from that part of the business. But at the same time, we're also entering into other lines of business that were on hold while we were improving our platform and also making sure that we had the capacity to disburse the subsidies, the government subsidies. So we will be entering, but we don't have any specific growth and numbers for DaviPlata at this time, but our expectations are basically to keep growing on other lines of businesses such as payrolls and other lines.
We are also working in developing new products to this population. In Colombia, about 30% of the population didn't have any chance to have financial services. The main purpose of the product is to be able, as banks, to offer all of the population different kind of profitable and sustainable products to them. We expect to be able to offer microinsurance services very soon to them, and we will be working with the different lines of business in the bank, both the corporate business and the personal business, to offer those companies and individuals with better services to all the different transactions that they used to do with this population. It has been a very important experience, and we foresee a high potential in that line of business in La Vida.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star one now. Our next question comes from Giorgio Tedesco with Porvenir.
Hello, thank you for the conference. My question is regarding the investment income. I would like to understand what reduction and from the fourth quarter of 2013, the 33% reduction, also taking into account the important appreciation in the local bonds in the 21st quarter of the year.
I'm not sure I'm following the question. Could you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, it's regarding the investment income. I would like to understand why the reduction and compared to the fourth quarter of 2013, because I really don't understand that, taking into account the important appreciation of the local bonds during the first quarter of this year.
Okay. If I understand correctly, from the investment income, the question?
Yeah.
From the investment income, there's a reduction that's explained by an extraordinary good quarter that we had in the previous year. If you recall, interest rates were coming.
It's not comparing to the first quarter of 2013, but to the fourth quarter.
Okay, to the fourth quarter of last year. That's 36% reduction. That we also had a very good last quarter for last year with the investment income of 153 billion pesos as compared to 103. In part, that's explained by the accounting classifications of the portfolio that were taken at the time of the changes in the market rates during last year. So that implied that we were able to post profit during the last quarter of last year on when some of those portfolios were moved from hold to maturity to marketable securities. And that explains an additional income in the last quarter of last year of 153. That's higher than what we were projecting at the time for that quarter. And the 103 that we have for this quarter is basically in line with our expectations for the size of the portfolio. So basically, the explanation is based on an additional profit that was posted in the last quarter of last year, rather than having a low profit in this year. This year results are in line with our expectations of.
Okay, thank you.
At this time, we will turn it back to Mr. Forero for closing comments.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, everybody, to be with us today. As we have been talking in this presentation, we feel that the general results of the bank are going in the right direction. They are very close of with our projections, and we foresee that we will be able to keep on working very hard in this consolidation of the operation in the different areas in the bank and to finally get the results that we foresee and that we have been sharing with you. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's presentation. Thank you for joining us and have a wonderful morning.